Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, indeed. That is what we are talking about tonight. We're talking about joy, specifically Black joy in our communities. You know, those joyful stories that often don't make it to the headlines. Now, you may remember just this past Wednesday, we talked about our seemingly insatiable hunger for salacious negative news. Yes, we know it's a thing, but it's Friday, and tonight we are flipping the script, and we are talking about the good news in our communities and what it actually means to experience Black joy. My guests are Millette Green, anchor and reporter for NBC4 in Washington, and Dr. Sharon Allison Adi, physician, author, and social commentator, and of course you, our listeners, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, you can X me at HFisher, WHUR, or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. If you have a joyful story to share with us, I only have 45 minutes, so you can't talk the entire show. But if you have a joyful story, if you have good news, or just if you want to recount some of the good news that you heard in the news, definitely give us a call. Again, 202-319-7810. Millette, Dr. Sharon, welcome to the program.
Hi. Good evening, Harold.
Hey, what's happening? Two of my favorite ladies. You know, Millette.
I love Dr. Sharon as well.
Look.
I love Millette.
Okay. Oh, my gracious. So, look.
We wanted to talk about sharing joy.
Absolutely. Joy. Sharon, you know, group hug, everybody. Virtual hug.
Look, and we definitely love Harold.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Brother can always use some love. Listen, Millette, I know I only have you for a little while, but I want to talk to you about, you know, what you've basically done is carved out this niche, this cottage industry at NBC4, the stories that you do in the community at large, but certainly you do a lot of really uplifting, positive stories in the Black community. And if you haven't seen it, yeah, you've missed it. Talk to me about how you did that.
Oh, listen. This was a lifesaver for me, being a reporter in the community covering very sad stories, death and destruction. My bosses came to me and said, hey, we want to show more good things happening in the community. We don't know where to start. We want you to just figure it out. And I said, okay. It was a welcome opportunity because when you're in the street reporting, people come up to you all the time and they say, why don't you talk about some good things happening? And so when I got the opportunity and we started to establish what we do as the In the Community team, myself and my partner who worked with me to come up with this concept, people come to me now. I mean, I don't even have to search out good news stories. Mm-hmm. People want to talk about their children. They want to highlight the programs they're doing to help people, whether it's young people, elderly people, people who are incarcerated, people who want a second chance at life. There is a lot of good happening. And if you believe mm-hmm. the sad, tragic stories that we see on the news, Harold, you would think that the world is completely hopeless. My job is to bring a little bit of hope to everybody's day.
How does that make you feel? Because you mentioned at the very beginning, and you and I have known each other for a really, really long
yeah.
time. We've been in this business for a long time covering the rough and tumble world. But when you are able to work on, report these uplifting, these positive stories in the community, at the end of the day, what does that do for you personally?
Well, it gives me a reason to get up at 1:30 in the morning to go to work in the middle of the night. I mean, it was a lifesaver. I mean, truly, I am a mother of two, and when you are covering stories about young people losing their lives, that you cannot go home at night and not feel something. So now right. that I am covering the positive stories, it saves my soul. I mean, really and truly, it's a tough world out here. And every day we all need something to make us feel like, you know what? Life is good. It is worth living. And there is hope.
Yeah. Dr. Sharon, from your perspective, how would you define Black joy?
Well, joy, people interchange really happiness and joy together, but they really are two different things. And whether it's Black or white or brown, it doesn't matter. As a human being, joy is an internal feeling. So people say, they say all the time, you are my joy. No, nobody else is your joy. You have to find that, yeah, all heck can be breaking loose, but you have joy. You have a sense of wholeness, a sense of wellness and inner being. Black joy, and now in the subset to contradict myself, Black joy, when we look on TV and see all of the stuff that people say, all of the stuff that we see going on in our community, seeing what's happening in the criminal justice system. I'm a physician. Seeing and talking about health disparities, you can get so bogged down. But there is joy that pops through, like, you know, a niece that has a 4.0 and that's choosing Ivy League schools and HBCUs. Like what's happening with our youth and the fact that they're not going to take it anymore and they're taking on social justice and they're being positive. Or the simple joy of, well, I was at a conference the other day, walking around, there weren't a lot of us there, and one sister looked at me head to toe and said, you go, girl. And I said the same thing to her. Those little bitty punches through that fills you with joy and a sense of saying, I'm not going to believe what anybody else says about African-American and Black people. My people, I am going to have hope, as I think Millette said, hope, and I'm going to find something to smile about.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the positive stories, the good stories in our community. If you have one that you want to share, give us a call. And we're also talking about Black joy, what it is for you, and the examples. You know, Millette, I tell you, you know, all the time that when I watch you on television and I see these positive stories, you know, I got to text you. And talk, you know, I talk about how proud I am of you. But the other thing is that your spirit is so infectious.
Yeah.
And when I see you out there talking to folks and you know, I know the Millette Green hand gestures. I know the tone and it just fills me with joy. That is my go ahead, sis. Look, you know, look at Millette doing you know, doing the daggone thing. And my only, but I have to admit, you know, my only concern is, for example, tomorrow, because you've got a daughter at Hampton. You went to the real HU. I think there could be some consternation in your household tomorrow. how are you going to? Yeah, how are you? Because Howard and Hampton play tomorrow. How are you going to address that?
Oh, you know what? There is no debate about the real HU. My daughter actually is coming up tomorrow for the game. Most of my family will be at the game with her. You know, there's a Howard Hampton, battle or, you know, in our household. But you know what? As long as they she comes out well-educated with a job and is out of my pocket, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. But I would just say this, and we are doing the best that we can, all of us, every day to try to make it, right? To try to live our lives to the best of our ability. And so next week I'm working on a story about the young boy, Jordan Williams, who received a full scholarship. Magic Johnson, Irving Magic Johnson, is paying for his college. I get to talk to him tomorrow morning and do an interview with him. Next week we're going to talk about the Ward 8 Farmers Market and how that is so significant east of the river. That's good news. I am making a concerted effort to find stories in neighborhoods that have been deemed less than or troublesome or crime hotspots, because there is good in those communities, and we need to showcase it. It is a responsibility that I have as a broadcast journalist of 30 years from the DMV, born and raised.
Yeah.
Period. With a T at the end.
Full stop. Yeah. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about Black Joy and the good news in our community. If you have a short story that you want to share, give us a call. Lines are open, 202-319-7810. Monica calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello
to you. Go right ahead.
Well, quick and to the point, I'm a proud mother of a college, my first college graduate, my oldest son, Victor Jr., or Victor the Second, as we call him. He graduated from North Carolina A&T. He played in the blue and gold marching machine. And the blessings just kept coming. My son, Niall, who graduated from Fairmont High, he won a band scholarship to Bowie State College. He is playing a trumpet and a mellophone. And the blessings just kept going, because my last one, and I'm a fresh, empty nester, still trying to get adjusted, my youngest, Elisha, won a presidential merit scholarship to Hood College in Frederick, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Women, it can be done. If you pour into your son and tell them that they come from greatness, that they are great, I don't expect perfection. Do the best you can, you know. And I raised them old school as well. So when they come home, well, Mom, I made an A. I know you can make an A. I know you made honor roll. The same way you play those games, you play school. You get the education. And I tell them the worst thing, the most feared thing on this earth is an educated black man.
There you go. Monica, thank you so much. Congratulations. Look, just invite us to the graduation party. And save me a plate. Thank you. Thank you so much. Millette, I know we got to let you go, but I want you to share a last word about what is your black joy when you think about it.
You know, I mean, every day we have to find something that keeps us, you know, grounded, that tomorrow will be better and there will be some kind of rainbow in our day, whatever that is. So my black joy is waking up every day and not sweating the small stuff. Life is rough. We're all going through something. We don't know the full impact of the pandemic on all of our spirits and beings, and you know what will happen. I mean, obviously our children went through something really heavy because they're not, you know, big enough and developed enough to understand. But I just feel like we have got to hold on to something good, even if it's just a small little thing of someone buying your coffee at the coffee shop for you because you're standing in line.
Yeah, and being grateful. Yeah.
And being grateful every single day for the breath of life.
There you go.
Black joy is whatever you find that makes you happy.
Millette, good to talk to you. Keep up the good work. Dr. Sharon, you and I are going to continue on the other side. We are going to dig deep into this Black joy experience. And look, you know, for our WHUR listeners, you know, Millette is not the only one doing that stuff out there. You know, our Bobby Gales were taking it to the streets every morning, always doing and talking about some of the positive news in our community. We certainly salute Bobby and the work that he has been doing with taking it to the streets for years. Millette, thank you so much, sis. Good to talk to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Black joy and good news in our community continues on Sirius XM Channel 141. John Mons is back. Take care of that ankle, John. Good to see you, brother. He's back on WHUR with the original Quiet Storm. I'm Harold Fisher. We'll be back in a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about good news in our communities and what it means to experience Black joy. My guest, Dr. Sharon Allison Oddie, physician, author, and social commentator, is on the line. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, I invite you to X me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. So, Sharon, I asked this of Millette. What is your joy in the midst of the daily storms that we are experiencing in our lives?
My joy really comes from knowing, and really, you know, people say it and it's trite, the best is yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really, really believe that the best is yet to come. And anybody that knows me knows that I love, you know, whether you're a person of faith or not, and I am, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and plans to give you a hope in the future. Jeremiah 29:11, I wake up with that on my heart and go to sleep with that on my worst day. Somewhere I find a piece of that. Family gives you joy, the sense of just being connected to the world. And again, I go back to my roots in healthcare, being able to wake up in my right mind, as we say in the South, that is joy. Friends and family, not material things. Material things are unable to get, have no ability to give you joy. They can give you some happiness, but joy really does come from within. And it's so tied to hope.
You know, I agree with that because, you know, I think about, that is such an important point. Yes, happiness definitely, but but joy to me is this is happiness on steroids. It is it is explosive. It is often in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think about, and sometimes it's subtle. It's a little firecracker. It's not the big bomb of joy, but, you know, when I get a text message from, you know, from a good friend who I know is busy. But you get a text and they say, you know, bro, I'm just thinking about you. You know,
right.
You good? And you know, or, you know, someone, you know, a friend who reminds you that mm-hmm. we haven't had a chance to mm-hmm. connect. So let us do it because the world is so rough. And that does bring about joy because I have met so many people who do not have love around them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, you know, gosh, you know, where is, you know, where is the love? Where is the support around you? Not when you're in trouble, but even when things are good and you still don't have anyone is supporting you or calling you or dare I say, writing you a letter or an email or what have you to let you know that, you know, that there is a feeling of that you want to express to someone that you really care. And that is certainly joyful. And I think that people have a tendency to miss out on that. And those good stories that come through our communities, no, they may not make the headlines, but they bring about that feeling of joy because that mother who just, you know, talked about her son graduating from Fairmont Heights and her son going to Bowie State University and you know, and the other son, you could hear the joy, the elation mm-hmm. in her voice because the way the world is right now, she could be calling in to give us some bad news.
Right, right. And it is, you know, I just want to get back to chasing happiness. So people often fall into very bad habits because they want the feeling. And I say happiness is a feeling and joy and happiness are twins. They're right there together. Happiness is short term, usually. Joy is a sense of being from the inside. Happiness is someone does something, says something, you get something you want, whatever. But often the flip is being unhappy, you now turn to habit to give you that feeling, to give you the uplift that you artificially want to find. And so it's so important for us to cultivate joy. It's so important, as you say, as you give examples, for us to recognize that, no, it is not woe is me. There is something every day for you to be joyful about. It may be a mustard seed, or it may be a huge floral bouquet philosophically, but there is something for you to be joyful about.
Absolutely. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tanae, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Tanae. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
I most certainly can. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this session. I want to say that I'm just very happy and joyful on this Friday because I've experienced some great news despite the work week that I've encountered. Going on family medical leave today from a very toxic work environment. My child has just received her first NIL deal because of a coach that poured into her, that asked her to come back to the sport that she loved. And I just want to give a shout out to Coach Lonnie over at Eastern High School that is turning things around for kids that's in public schools, not just going to, you know, the elite, the privilege, the ones that cost, but he's pouring back into the kids who really matter, who has a desire. My child is one of those kids that came up under his organization, and when I tell you, he is pouring back into the community that raised him from Congress Park. So shout out, much joy to a real true college coach. I'm sorry, not college coach, but a basketball coach who has aspirations for his kids to go to college and is looking at those that are going through various challenges and adversity. Like, he just doesn't know how much joy he's brought to our family today, September the 15th, after me going through a work week where I just can't take anymore. Like, so much today, and I really just want to shout out Easton High School and Coach Lonnie doing great things over there with the girls' basketball team.
Tanae, thank you so much. And just for those who may not be familiar with NIL, that's the name, image, and likeness term, and that's how, you know, college athletes can receive money. They can receive financial, you know, compensation. That's a relatively new thing, and it's been, you know, an issue of great debate, you know, prior to the NCAA rule changing, where, you know, college students can now make money, you know, based on their image, their name, their likeness, and the like. So, Tanae, congratulations. And I will say, you know, the first time that, you know, that, and this is your daughter, right?
This is your daughter.
So the first time she gets a check, you just say, can mama borrow $20?
That's all you need.
Tanae, just go up to her and say, let me hold something, you know.
Shout out to that guy who come from an environment and who's also pouring back into the kids that's in the community.
Well, thank you.
We don't have a lot of money, but
right. That's
what. He's putting them on the same playing field as all of those other kids, and I appreciate it on this day.
Tanae, thank you so much. Congratulations. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Charles calling from Maryland. Hey, Charles, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing just fine.
You guys do a wonderful job, and I am so blessed to be able to listen to you guys.
Well, thank you so much.
During the week. But I got to tell you a couple things that's been just wonderful to me, and I'm so elated about it. First thing is first, I got a daughter that is getting ready to graduate in May from Harvard.
Oh!
With a PhD in education.
Well, we need that.
Yeah, I have a son that played college basketball at Slippery Rock University, went to Pitt, got his master's, decided he wanted to be a chef, went to the Collar and Blue in Pittsburgh, and now he's a chef in Western Pennsylvania. My baby boy graduated from, he played football at Robert Morris University and decided he wanted to get his master's, and he went to Ohio State. Just graduated from there this past May. Now he's waiting on to get his job in California at the Paramount Studios as executive assistant.
Charles,
those are wonderful things.
Charles, how do you sleep at night? I would be too excited to even be able to go to sleep with all of this good news.
when you broke after all that.
That's a good one.
I'm broke, man. I ain't got no money.
Yeah, but you are rich in so much with your children's achievements.
Yeah, but we don't stop there. As a group of brothers that I met in a bar, and we decided that we wanted to form a group called the Four Horsemen Coalition. And we just did a back-to-school drive 3 weeks ago for a school in Southeast. We sold tickets for $20, Harold. And the people that came out and gave us about $4,000 worth of stuff to get to this school.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about my kids. It's about what I can do to give back. That's one of the ways I found. And we're going to, as this group of people, these brothers from the Four Horsemen, we're going to continue to do those things so that somebody, we could put a smile on somebody else's face. Because so many people helped me along my journey to get to where I am so I could be the person that I am.
I know Thanksgiving is going to be one heck of a party at your house.
Here's the thing. I got to tell you this. My son, when he comes to visit, he wants my cooking. He don't want to cook.
And I wasn't even talking about the food. I was just talking about the family gathering.
Well, yeah.
You know, and I think that, and yeah. I think that, that kind of joy as a father to yeah. sit back mm-hmm. and look at each one of your children yeah. and to be able to say to yourself, you know, no problems, no yeah. drama, and you know, well done, you know. Charles, congratulations, man. Congratulations to you. I really appreciate that. And see that, and that's what I mean, you know, Sharon. I was just saying that Thanksgiving gathering, because I know that the middle child, he said, "Daddy, I'm not cooking." But but I think to be able to make that observation, and that's mm-hmm. what I mean, that kind of joy, that family mm-hmm. joy, and I'm sure that, you know, Charles's family is imperfect. Every family, no family is perfect, but I as I said, I would not be able to sleep because I've just electrified. I would be so electrified with what his children have done.
But you know what I loved about what he said, and he talked about his children, and he's a proud papa. But the other part is, he said what else gave him joy was doing things in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, and you know this, I promise you, an open hand that gives versus holding things in. So he formed a group. They were giving things to schools. It is joyful to give. It is joyful to put a smile on somebody else's face. And it really is. I say all the time when I do things for people privately or publicly, but I love privately, that it gives me more joy. I'm a giver. You know that I believe in giving. I believe in that. It gives me such joy. And you just don't know. Just by giving a smile, you may not have money to give, but giving something also lets you know how fortunate you are that all of us have something to give. And the more you give out, I promise you, the more you're going to receive. And joy is healthy. Joy is good. You get neurochemicals released when you're having joy and happiness. So I love that story.
You know, when you talk about giving, and you know, in the journey that so many of us have walked, and we have reached, you know, kind of a modicum of success, and mm-hmm. and you know we get to go, and you know, we get to buy what we want, drive what we want, eat what mm-hmm. we want, go where we want, but to be able to give to those who have not gotten to where we are, or mm-hmm. or who are really mm-hmm. really struggling. And I mm-hmm. remember years ago, I think my daughter was like in, I don't know, she may have been in eighth grade, and they had some kind of volunteer project that they were doing. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, a little girl. And afterwards, I was like, you know, well, how was it? You know, and she just said, just spontaneously, and I'll never forget this, and it just really made me feel good to do something for people. And that was kind of a head-snapping thing.
Yes.
For me, you know, I kind of, really, you know, because sometimes, as they say, you know, out of the mouth of babes, and you don't expect children to have you don't expect it to have the ability mm-hmm. to comprehend the joy of giving. And that is a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is. And I just want to say for our listeners today, again, some of the most unjoyful, if that's a word, or unhappy people that I've ever met had millions.
Mm.
But we're dysfunctional. And so often we're chasing something. We want the latest, the greatest. We want something tangible. We want to make a certain amount of money. And I'm very grateful for all of God's blessings. But let us not forget that the greatest blessings aren't in our bank account. The greatest blessings I know for you is your daughter, is your family. Mm-hmm. For me, it's my family and those that I love. Those are the things that when we get ready to cross to the other side, close our eyes, it's not going to be like, oh, what is my stock portfolio doing? What about my car? It really is, am I going to be able to smile and say, I was loved and I loved.
Yeah.
I've been sad. Some things have not gone right, but I have joy that says that even in the middle of grief, even in the middle of struggle, I still have a peace and a joy. And going back to what I said earlier, that the best is still on the horizon. And so it is not about the material things. Think about your callers. None of them said, oh, I'm so joyful that I got a new car. While you may be happy about that, they really talked about something different. That's great.
Yeah. And it just reminds you, with all of the bad news we hear about regarding bad parenting.
Yes.
That, you know, the parents that we've already heard from tonight, you know, they have done the daggone thing. You know, that mother mm-hmm. with those three boys, she said, yes, I believe in old school parenting. I'm going to let you all figure out what that means. But mm-hmm. but she did what she needed to do to make sure that her boys were on the road to being successful, respectful men. And and again, as a parent, that is true joy. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Varon calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Varon, are you there? Or is it Vernon?
Hello.
Is it Vernon or Varon? Yeah, go right ahead.
Yes. Yeah, I'm joyful to see that we're finally beginning to have a reset in terms of the value of our young people and the future impact that they'll have on the future in our communities and in the world. We're having a dialogue about their purpose and the meaning of the things that they do that carry on to the next generation. And we need to keep including the achievements of our young people up front. We need to be willing, like the little young lady that was mentioned earlier, she laid her life down for her little brother.
Yeah.
And we need to take on that same mentality. I would lay my life down for any of these young people if I could get one of them that's got their gun in their hand to understand that you have a purpose. That's not your purpose. Mm-hmm. And you were so wonderfully made. If you knew how great and wonderfully you were made, you would never entertain the thought of hurting anybody. Your purpose would be productive. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much. I think that those are excellent points, and I really appreciate your phone call. And before I go to the next phone call, I do want to say something that Vernon just shared. And last night, Sharon, we had just the only way that I can describe these two young women is W-O-W. They were just wow. When Cooney Sand and Jordan Wilson, these two young women are co-founders of this organization called Politicking. It is a voting organization. It is an organization to motivate, you know, young people to vote and to prepare themselves for 2024, not just presidential elections, but all the way down. And the muscular intellectual depth of these women, and I don't know how old they were. I think the oldest one may have been 30, and then there was a younger one who may have been a little bit younger, you know. But I said last night, they have renewed my faith in young people, considering all of the negative news about young people that we have been hearing. And that gave me joy because I knew that any person, young or old, listening to these young women, if you didn't want to vote beforehand,
right,
listening to their passion, you knew that you at least were going to reconsider voting and deciding, maybe I do need to register. Maybe I do need to pay attention to this this council race or this the presidential race or voting for judge. And again, that's another thing that just really gave me joy, that just made they made me feel that the world is going to be okay. And, yes. And it was just wonderful. Wonderful.
Go ahead.
To
the next call. No, I was just thinking this year, again, I'm a physician, Student National Medical Association, which is the association of black medical students all over this country. And they're based in D.C., the national headquarters in D.C. Well, every year they get together at Easter for their conference, and to see thousands of African Americans, thousands, both the pipeline, either in medical school or going to medical school, just brings me joy. Thousands. And they are sharp and they are on it. So don't believe the hype. We have a lot to be grateful for in this community. We have a lot to be grateful for as a nation, and certainly as African Americans in this nation.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me go to Nate. Nate calling from Northeast. Nate, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. Nate Mines here at Dynamic Health and Wellness. I have a STEM center, and we are funded by MIT, and we just got a grant, and we teach the kids coding, chess, architectural programs. Comcast gave us a bunch of computers. They donated. So I'm excited and overjoyed for what we're doing for the kids, even the four-year-olds, how they come in and learn how to program and code rather than playing someone else's game on a laptop or desktop. Mm. We teach them how to program and make their own games at Dynamic Wellness at 401 8th Street Northeast.
I love that story, Nate. I really love it. Congratulations on the grant. And I can understand the joy of that, and that money coming in and allowing you to continue the work that you're doing to improve the lives of these children. And you just don't know what they are going to grow up to be.
It's free. We get kids throughout the community, especially the kids over in Southeast. And all we consider every child as a genius.
Yeah.
Once we get them at Dynamic Wellness and we show them and work with them in one session, they can walk away programming, playing with their own games.
There you go.
I don't care what it is. There's a program out of MIT. It's called Scratch. And that's one of the basic programs that we use for them.
Nate, congratulations again. Thank you so much for sharing your good news. Let me grab Larry. Larry, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Call him from Maryland. What's your good news? I'm short on time.
Well, the good news is always to convince your kids that they have a self-worth, that they have a value, and how important they are to themselves, to us, and society. No matter what problems they've been into, they need to know they can be loved and hugged and encouraged, even though they may have gotten into trouble, but that they have a value and a self-worth. Thank you.
There you go. Yeah, Larry, great. I think that's a great way to end this conversation. Dr. Sharon Allison Oddy, always a pleasure to have you on. Look, you have a wonderful weekend, and you continue to be joyful. Also, I want to thank Millette Green from NBC4. You got to check her out, not just on weekends, but during the week, because those stories are certainly joyful. That is The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Friday, September 15th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins-Wilson, and Janae Addison, as well as engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night, and have a wonderful week.